Hello there, and welcome to my first ever podcast. And can I just say thank you for the inspiration to a YouTube troll. That's right. The reason I'm doing this podcast today is because of an absolutely atrocious comment I saw on YouTube in response to a commenter on one of my videos. Now, you might think that means this is going to be a very negative podcast, but far from it. On this particular video, a person had commented saying, "Hi there, I'm 14, I'm very desperate, and I'm lacking confidence, I don't go out with my friends anymore." And they were just really spilling their heart out about how difficult it is to live with psoriasis. 14-year-old person. And this other person comes along, and in response, they simply say, "Haha, go suicide yourself." So this comment by YouTuber The Negative Guy, you should go check his channel out, it's amazing. Hopefully you got the sarcasm there. Just goes to show the level some people will go to project their own insecurities on people. His channel name, The Negative Guy, really says a lot, and obviously his comment backs that up. So why is he being like that? Well, obviously this person is just very poisonous, and usually poisonous people are negative because of their life experiences, and they become very bitter and very twisted. Some people will turn that around and make a positive difference to the world, and some people don't. Some people go on the offensive, they become internet trolls, and that's how they just cope with things. So when people do this kind of thing, it's not a comment on you as such, it's more a description of who they are as a person. So I've really learned to look at these kind of things and brush them off, and while it is infuriating to see somebody try and put somebody down in such a dangerous manner, because that you don't know the mental state of that 14-year-old, you know, they might take that literally. While it's hard to read, I also just think, you know, that's you, you know, there's nothing anybody can do about that. So the easiest thing for me to do is just to report the comment and ban you from my channel. And obviously I just backed up the 14-year-old with a nice positive comment, and I said, "Look, you're 14, you're a bit young to be making huge diet changes on your own, maybe speak to your guardians. Have a look at my other videos, just see if the diet changes are something you'd be willing to implement." And just suggested a few videos to have a look at and just to take care of themselves and good luck. And I'm really hoping that that comment has really made them bounce back a little bit and feel better after the awful comment that they received. But this podcast today is just a little bit about how you can not internalise all of those negative emotions that we might feel day to day as psoriasis sufferers, just so that they don't kind of develop into this awful tornado of hate, which will eventually spill out, and it's usually directed at somebody completely innocent. And I speak from experience. I have done this myself. I will talk to people harshly occasionally, and it's not because they've done anything particularly badly to me. It's just how life is sometimes, and humans can be very selfish, we can be very mean, and it's important for us to try and better ourselves each and every day. This is why I run my YouTube channel and my other social media accounts for psoriasis, because I want to make a positive difference to people's lives, and that makes me feel good about myself, and other people should try that as well. The Negative Guy, they should really just take a look at what change that they are bringing to the world, what kind of effect are they having on this planet and the vibe on this planet, and just how much value do they bring to society. We can all make a choice. We can make a choice to either be a douchebag or we can be a great human being, and it's not a difficult decision to want to be a great human being. And we should all strive to do the absolute best we can, and we should all strive to go out of our way to make other people feel good about themselves. Even if you feel bad about yourself, there is no need to bring other people down. Psoriasis is a very difficult condition to live with anyway, so we have a lot of negative associations with that. We have the effects of people staring at us sometimes. We feel very self-conscious, and it affects just day-to-day activities. Things like swimming are an absolutely terrifying experience for a psoriasis sufferer because you have to go to a public swimming bath and you're virtually naked and there's lots of people around and it can be exceptionally intimidating. So just little things like this make our lives much harder than the average person. But what I've noticed is psoriasis sufferers are very rarely bitter. There's the odd one that will project their insecurities, and I've had it myself where people spout lots of hate at me, they take out their frustrations on me, and these are people that I've helped personally as well. And I think once they get closer to me online, they then feel that they can dish out all of this vitriol to me. And I always back off, but I don't think too much about it because I just think, look, they felt that they could do that. They kind of wanted to hurt me, I think, just to kind of show the pain that they were in. And I don't hold it against them, and I don't take it personally either anymore. I used to, but now I definitely see why these things happen. But the majority of psoriasis sufferers are absolutely amazing people, and the more I talk to, the more experiences are shared with me, and I just see how flipping fantastic you all are. To cope with such challenges in life and be so upbeat and supportive to one another, it's a magical thing. My Facebook group has had some terrific posts in recently. We've had really good comparison photos and results, and just supportive comments when people are having a bit of a down day, and people really rally around each other. This is the energy that we should be looking for. This is the energy that inspires people to make changes. It's the energy that can keep people going. This is what we should be focusing on. Not bringing people down. Nothing is gained from putting people down. You might feel better initially, that little sense of satisfaction that you've made somebody feel quite as bad as you, but that feeling doesn't last, and we know it doesn't. That bitterness comes back, and it just gets worse, and you end up alienating yourself, and the worst thing you can do in this life is alienate yourself. We all need friends, we all need our family around us, and the more people we have as a support network, the better. So the point of this podcast really is all about positivity, the joy of just being happy and helping other people to be happy. We are all in this together. There is no need to be spiteful, no need to be hateful. The love and support in the psoriasis community is just completely brilliant, and it's a pleasure to be part of, and it's a pleasure to witness it day in and day out. So, thank you to the negative guy for providing me with the inspiration to make my first ever podcast, and a very positive one at that. No one's going to commit suicide on my watch. Nobody. I will happily give support to people who need it, and my Facebook group is there for people to reach out to as well. There is no need to hit those really dark spells when there are people willing to lift you up out of them. So just remember, you are not alone. No matter how bad it is, there's always people that have been in a similar situation that can relate to you. So just reach out, let people help you, and let's just get healing together.